Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is Cystine Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928 #1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. One Sure Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Interested in advertising on our podcast with a listening audience of over 800,000? You can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start out at $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising no matter the budget. Thank you. And here's your host, Cystine Duckworth.
Hello, hello. This is Cystine Duckworth. And welcome to Living Vertical Radio. Our show today is going to focus on a new program that we've been starting with our youth, and it's called She's More Network. And we are welcoming our first guest to the She's More Network program. Her name is Jale Blue Parker Childress. And today our topic is the struggles of being a 13-year-old during a world pandemic. Interesting topic, right? So let me tell you a little bit about Jale Blue before we go into the questions. Jale Blue Parker Childress is a brilliant 13-year-old girl with her ideals on how we responded to the pandemic. In common with many of our youth, she is experiencing something that many of us did not when we were growing up. Young people have been complaining about the state of education and how they feel anxious. She's More Network is a peer mentoring program where young women from ages 13 to 21 can learn how to tell their stories firsthand and navigate the media and communication arena through a positive narrative in their day-to-day world. Featured in Vertical Life's Awesome Lit at 8 for young adults, Jale's hobbies are theater. She loves sushi and Thanksgiving, and currently she attends school in Texas. Let's welcome Jale Blue. Hi, Jale. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy when you suggested this topic. It was perfect because we really haven't had many young people talk to us about how they feel about the pandemic. So let's get into the question.
Okay.
What was school like during the pandemic?
It was really, really hard.
Okay.
Because of our parents and not wanting to go to school during a pandemic, did virtual school, which took down our grades, like, tons.
Oh, so it took down all your grades, huh?
And as all the friends and school people that I've asked, their grades went down from, like, 100 to an 18 really, really fast.
Wow. So why was that?
Because it was much harder doing virtual school than doing face-to-face because Most of teachers, and that they don't realize, are hands-on learners. We need to actually feel the work instead of actually seeing it. It's a lot harder trying to concentrate with little siblings running around or parents asking you to do the dishes.
Right. That's true. And not taking note that normally you would be in school for 6 hours, you know, without little sisters and brothers running around and parents saying anything. So, yeah, that had to be. So what did you miss most about not seeing your friends daily in person?
I honestly missed the little breaks that we got when we went to our locker. that was like a little mental break from in between classes. I got to talk to my friends, ask how their previous class was. So I miss talking to my friends mainly.
Okay. And is that the same consensus with your friends too, that was what they missed the most as well?
Yeah, we all really miss each other, like having mm-hmm. each other around. It was really, really hard.
Because school was kind of like a social event too, a day-to-day social event. So what were your responsibilities at home during the pandemic? Was there anything different?
Honestly, kind of, but mm-hmm. not really at the same time.
Okay.
Most of it was just get your work done, and then afterwards take care of sister or do your chores.
Mm-hmm.
And since I am 13, I'm also going through a little growth spurt, so mm-hmm. I was tired all the time, I was mm-hmm. hungry all the time, and I'll be eating.
Okay. So when you talk about the difference in classes from when you were doing live classes and then doing, virtual classes, I remember at one point we were talking and I said, did you get a break during classes on the internet? And you said, no, it went straight through. So how was that?
It was so hard.
Okay.
We didn't get any break between the classes. It would just be a Zoom class and then right after that, our Zoom class was like 5 minutes after that.
Oh, okay.
Or not even 5 minutes. It would probably be like 2 to 3 minutes in between classes where we had to log into another Zoom class. And the teachers would give us work on top of work mm-hmm. and work. And it was so hard trying to get all of it done.
Did the teachers give any space for like kind of like downtime between classes? So kind of like breathe through it, before they just actually started teaching, or was kind of like bop, 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 class, class, class?
Just class, class, class.
Okay. What would you have done differently if you were in the teacher's place and you had to start doing classes online instead of in person?
I probably would have been more considerate mm-hmm. about the amount of work I would have given them. Mm-hmm. And, again, like we just talked about, the break time that I gave them. I would give them a little bit of five minutes between, like my first class to let them rest in their class, get a snack or eat something. And then afterwards, I would not give them that much work because I realized they have other classes, too, because we still had, eight classes,
mm-hmm.
and that's eight amount of work that we had to do.
Oh, okay. So what about the weekends? Did y'all have to do homework on the weekends? Listening to you talk about the classes, how did that, what did that amount to when it came to weekends?
Weekends mainly consisted of still doing work because
mm-hmm.
they gave us a lot of the work they also do was projects they had to do mm-hmm. and things, and it was so hard. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it took up most of our weekends to finish our work.
Do you think it made a difference, too, when you're doing projects or homework to not have your friends, like a group of friends working together to do your homework and talk about it and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Did you miss that?
I missed it. It mm-hmm. was really hard.
Mm-hmm. So did it make you more anxious?
A lot more anxious.
Okay.
I will say it gave me a lot more social anxiety when it came to like being in pandemic, being on Zoom, not, mm-hmm. It was so much easier on Zoom turning off my mic and like my camera and people didn't have to see me or hear me
mm-hmm.
to the point when we were in face-to-face school. It was, they'd see you, you would have to talk to them now, I have to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how did you interact with your friends outside of school during the pandemic? Were you guys able to do any Zoom calls, or was there any safe places that you could go?
We did call a lot, and we did mm-hmm. play on video games. We did hang out on the phone a lot
mm-hmm.
because we're still not allowed to, be in person. But
right.
when we were allowed to be in person together, we took the most out of that time and did everything we could, talked about them as much as we possibly could. It was a lot.
Okay. So now that we're back in school, different about being back at school, and I want to also talk about how everyone did summer school this year. So was going to summer school because everyone's grades dropped so it was more of a catch-up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer school was mainly like a catch-up for all of us because, like I said, our grades during virtual school dropped massively. It was
mm-hmm.
from 100 to straight A's to
mm-hmm.
failing.
Okay.
So summer school was mainly like a catch-up of just,
for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we've got a lot of people that haven't taken the vaccine, that are not going to take it, and we have a lot of people that took one but not taking the second one. Being that, you know, did you have any friends that lost family during the pandemic because of the virus?
I actually did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of my close friends, I do remember they told me they mm-hmm. lost their grandmother that they were super
mm-hmm.
close to,
mm-hmm.
and it hurt them a lot. It
mm-hmm.
drained them massively. They were not okay afterwards
mm-hmm.
because their grandma was kind of like their safe space that they could go to from like their family
okay.
or just that their grandma was that person that they
mm-hmm.
were always safe with and they knew that they could talk to. And with
mm-hmm.
her being gone, they were not okay.
It changed everything.
It changed everything. So.
Did you lose anyone?
No, I did not.
Okay. So how do you feel about people that are not taking the vaccine? And, you know, from what you've heard and what you've been told and knowing that people are still dying, that have not taken a vaccine, where they're just not reporting it as much. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I think that people should think about it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Before the whole COVID thing started, for vaccines, where we had to wear masks every day, everyone was, I want to say, happy.
Mm-hmm.
We were okay. We had less crime rates. We didn't have to go through as much of the things we went through in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We were pretty okay. And with like the whole COVID thing starting up, a lot of adults lost their jobs. A lot of kids' mental health went down a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Our grades went down.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the whole grades going down, that made our parents a lot harder on us of like,
yeah.
you need to get your grades up. And that
right.
also drained us a lot.
Yeah.
So I really think people should get the vaccine because I feel like it would make everything
a
little bit more normal for us.
So did your mom have any, like, I would say empathy to the fact that you guys are really, really struggling and you were taken away from a social environment that was also an educational environment? Do you think that some of the parents were a little bit more empathetic?
I do know some parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends I've talked to, their parents were really like, okay, I'll try and help you as much as I can with, like, your schoolwork and stuff like this and, like, give you breaks to calm down and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other parents, like I said, they were just really honest of like, you need to get your work done, of like get your work done and then, you know, do this and do that. It was really, really hard.
Well, I think too, what you have to remember during a pandemic, say, so a lot of parents mostly grandparents did go through like a pandemic with polio,
mm-hmm.
And everyone had to get vaccinated. It was a little bit different then because everybody really trusted the government and said, no, we're going to get these vaccines because kids were being born with all kinds of problems
mm-hmm.
from the polio. I think the thing that's different is that this pandemic is something that we can't see. It's something that we can't see, and it's funny that even though we're watching all of these sci-fi movies and stuff like that that are always talking about what the future holds, it was really interesting how people were being very resistant. So now going forward, now we have a new variant,
mm-hmm.
and we have people that haven't got their second vaccine, which makes their, you know, like they said, the vaccine is not a cure. It's to keep you from dying, okay? So now that we're having this another one, what would you think about having to go back through another pandemic? What would you kids contribute to your parents or the school about having to go through another pandemic that you you weren't prepared for and they weren't prepared for?
Honestly, I feel like if we went through another pandemic, some of us would be prepared because, like, we've seen what's happened. We've learned how much this is, like, drain parents and drain children.
Mm-hmm.
So if we went through another one, it was, like, you know, we would support each other a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, supporting us in schools, I really feel like schools should make, we have all the clubs
mm-hmm.
and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. I feel like we should make a mental health club, kind of like a place where all the kids can get together and just talk and, like, let out things
mm-hmm.
because we're not okay. We kind of have to accept that. And, like, it's Okay.
So I think that's a great idea because then you do get a little, you know, like one of the things I noticed about your summer school class is they weren't too intense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that with that said, and maybe, you know, like you said, more time for the kids to get together, create some Zoom classes
mm-hmm.
that are just mental health breaks. Maybe that can be, you know, even with it would be spreading out your classes, but maybe like saying instead of every 5 minutes, every 15 minutes, mental health
mm-hmm.
for 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know, say what you got to say, get it off your chest.
Yep.
And then go to your next class, you know, and maybe they have a follow-up day,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day, one day, like you guys have Wednesday and Thursday as a tutorial day. Well, maybe Friday can be the, you know, let's get it all out day and be, you know, so we can be ready for the weekend and next week.
Mm-hmm.
What, and then take maybe even allow you guys to give in a little question and say, you know, I really need help, and they help the ones that really need help.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you think about that?
I think that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing for most schools to go have like a mental health group because
mm-hmm.
we have to realize we are still 13.
Right.
We're going through,
right.
We're still 13.
Uh-huh.
We're going through like the age of, I know many kids have heard this, but it's honestly very true.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through like the thing of we're not adults, we're not teenagers, we're not kids.
Mm-hmm.
What are we?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and like most of us are kind of questioning our identity of like with the pandemic and going around, what's mm-hmm. real and what's not real.
Right. Absolutely.
So I feel like a mental health group would kind of like ground us of like, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is what I am. This is what I need. It's okay.
Has there been any students at your school kind of spreading maybe false truths about the pandemic?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some people in my school who are like, we don't need the vaccine. Of like, it's COVID's not real or something
right.
like that. And I'm just like,
why do they think COVID's not real, especially when you know you have so many people that have passed away from it?
I honestly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what I think of it is people who don't think that COVID is real. Of I think that they're thinking people are dying from something else that's
mm-hmm.
not a deadly virus or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we don't know how COVID started. We don't know when it will end. We don't know anything about it. All we know is one day we woke up and
mm-hmm.
whoops, we're wearing masks
right.
and our whole lives have changed.
Well, you do know since we wear masks that the flu and colds are down real low.
They are down very
low. Yeah. Well, I know that, what do you think about children getting the vaccine? Do you think it's too soon? Do you think it's appropriate?
I think it is appropriate. I,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to get, I think everyone should get the vaccine. It's
mm-hmm.
like, it's something that will make us closer to normal.
Being normal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So are there any things that you're afraid of if another pandemic comes, or is there, you know, or is there just, you know, I'm going to try to make it through to whatever they say to do? Because of your age and you're in the middle of school, it's not like you can quit school or go to college or anything like that. So what are your take on that?
If another pandemic does happen, I'm just going to try and do what everyone tells me to do and just wear your mask,
mm-hmm.
get the vaccine, just do what you're supposed to do because it will make things go away a lot faster than what's happening outside now.
So is there any message that you want to tell to kids your age that may be listening and that would be on the She Moores Network that would be reading this on their Facebook? Is there anything you want to say to them?
I would say just ground yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your feet on the ground and tell yourself it's fine. It may not seem like it's fine. It may seem like all the people around you are dying and like you may not feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do everything that we are possible and that we can do, we will eventually be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dale, for being a part of our radio program. I would love to have you and some friends on again when you want to. It could be a mental health space on the radio to talk more about, or maybe even helping other kids that are having still some issues or talk about some issues. So I would love to have you back one day.
I would love that.
Okay, thank you. So stay tuned for our next program, A Taste of Ink Live, on Wednesday at 6 p.m. And Living Vertical Radio is now one of the top featured programs at Blog Talk Radio, so don't leave your money on the table. If you have a book or a business, you know what? Think about sponsoring a program or advertising on our podcast. Contact us at info@verticallifemagazine.com. And again, we'd like to thank you for being a part of our program. Thank you, faithful listeners.
Thank you to our faithful listeners. This has been Living Vertical Radio, and you have been listening to our host, Cecine Duckworth. Stay tuned to our next program. Interested in getting your business in front of a worldwide audience? Contact info@verticalmediagroup.com. That's info@verticalmediagroup.com for details. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.